You are witnesses of these things. You saw this, Jesus said. Now what do we do? It's time for our annual reading or hearing of the Acts of the Apostles every year. Our mother gives us this. Say, my children, remember, after the resurrection, those who have witnessed it and believe in it, this is what your life should look like. This is crazy, I know. But this is what our life should look like in an apostolic age, which we are certainly in. The conviction of those who witnessed the resurrection that had absolute belief, confidence, and trust in the power of Jesus Christ went around and said, in Jesus' name, be healed. In Jesus' name, stand, walk. With such conviction that came from the resurrection, they saw him dead and then alive. And not just a ghost, one who's eating their food, walking with them, but walking through walls. He said, that man's got power. And what did he do? He healed. He forgave sins. He built people up. He brought us together. And then he said, no, go do this. All of it? Yeah, all of it. Including the healing stuff, the crazy, weird stuff. Why? Tremendous manifestation of Jesus' power grabbed people's attention. And thousands were converted because they became to believe in the same power that the apostles believed in as they were instruments of his power because they believed in it. And thousands were converted on the spot over and over and over again. The sine qua non, the requirement, was the conviction in the hearts of the believers that Jesus' power is absolute. And that if he comes to forgive sins, which is a far greater reach for one who claims to be God than the mere healing of a bad knee, that they had absolute conviction that his power would reach all needs, certainly spiritual, first and foremost, but even down into the petty, seemingly. One who can't walk. It's not a petty thing, but real. We must read the Acts of the Apostles, again, as I've said before, as our playbook. This is what my life should look like. I need to read it and preach it to myself. Fortunately, I have to, or at least hear it. But please, every Easter, we should pick up the Acts of the Apostles and say, this is what my life should look like. This crazy, wild time is what my life should look like. And the conviction in the hearts of the witnesses is what motivated this beautiful action and brought thousands and then millions and then a billion to believe in the power of Jesus Christ over sin and death, human frailty, weakness, darkness, depression, you name it. Done in Jesus' name. All things are possible. In Jesus' name. And we are to invoke his name all day long. Because that gives us access to his power to transform a world.